gospel lesson. It comes from John 18, but before I read the gospel, I want to tell you a little bit about the calendar year, the liturgical year in the life of the church. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It's the end of our liturgical year, and next week we will begin Advent, the preparation of the coming of the birth of Christ. But today we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. We celebrate that the powers of the world do not win, and we celebrate that God has final victory. And so our scripture this morning, it actually comes from the passion narrative of Christ. And it begins John 18, verse 33. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" And Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." And Pilate asked him, "So are you a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Sorry, I must have. Y'all all heard me. You know I'm loud enough.
Amen.
Finally, I get one. One of my best friends in seminary, she used to go around and she would say, "What is truth?" She wanted the truth. She actually wanted things to be in black and white. She wanted the truth, and she was on a sincere quest for truth. I'm not so convinced that Pilate was actually on a sincere quest for truth when he asked this question. Pilate was a little bit more concerned with appearance than truth. He was a representative of the greatest power in the world at the time, the Roman Empire, and his job was to keep the peace, to suppress unrest in the city. Truth was not as important as appearance. Jesus knew that he was truth, and even in that moment, Jesus understood the dilemma in which Pilate was in, and Jesus offered him truth and grace. Truth and grace is so important that we hold those things together. In the 37th verse, it says, "And Pilate asked him, 'So are you a king?' And Jesus answered, 'You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.'" Jesus, standing there, offered Pilate the opportunity to belong to the truth. The very person that was raining judgment upon him, he offered them truth and grace. He didn't explain what was happening. He didn't fuss about the details. He simply offered truth and grace. Pilate rejected the truth that Jesus offered. What he needed at that moment wasn't so much truth as it was keeping the peace. And generally, truth is not always the peaceful choice. We, like Pilate, we don't always want the truth. There's kind of a joke in my house with Neil. Sometimes I'll be like, do these pants make me look fat? I'm not actually digging for the truth, and if I am, I follow with, no, really, you can tell me the truth. Sometimes I don't really want the cold, hard truth. I don't necessarily want Neil to say, oh, yeah, you're going to need to change that. I want him to say, oh, honey, you look so cute today. And he understands that. Sometimes it's easier for us to have the peaceful answer than it is the truth. The truth is sometimes hard for us to face. And many times the truth does not lead to peace. It's kind of hard to understand why all this is happening in the first place, why Jesus is standing before Pilate, facing judgment for things that he never even said, and why is Jesus not arguing the point, the facts? He has the power to set himself free. But if we take a step back, we can begin to see that Jesus wasn't afraid. Jesus knew truth, and he came into the world to speak truth, to set things right, to challenge systems that were wrong. He was the profound truth that got the powers that be upset. He was not afraid of that. And in that, he was so bold that everywhere Jesus went, Jesus revealed truth. I read a very interesting story that talked about how people were interviewed and they were asked, who in your life reflected Christ the most? And it was pretty typical for the most part. Most people said, you know, the person who loved me well or who supported me. But this one person said something very interesting. They said, the person in the world who reflected Christ to me the most was somebody I actually wanted out of my life for the longest time. Because they were the person that would tell me the truth. Because they cared enough about me to want me to be better. And in the end, I saw in them Christ. Isn't that what Christ calls us to? Doesn't Christ look deep within us and show us truth, the truth of ourselves? When we stand face to face with Jesus, all of who we are is exposed. We see ourselves in the truth of Christ. Jesus stood before Pilate that day. Jesus had exposed the truth about every person that he had come face to face with. And because of that, he was not very well received. He had faced the truth in people. He had questioned established authority in the religious community. He had gone against the tradition of the Jews. He had welcomed sinners into places that were off limits. He had healed on the Sabbath, he had broken down social walls, he had cleaned out the temple, and he challenged people directly. When Jesus stood face to face with the world, it exposed the weaknesses that were there. You see, I believe Jesus is the perfect mirror. As we stand before Jesus, all of our weaknesses are exposed. We are vulnerable and we are powerless. As we're standing before Christ, all of who we are is exposed. Our sinfulness, our brokenness exposed. But here's the amazing and wonderful thing. Jesus doesn't leave us there. You see, that exposure, that truth of who we are, it's balanced with grace and it's balanced with love. And Jesus loves us so very much that he meets us where we are in that place where we are not what we should be. And Jesus calls us forward. And Jesus heals our brokenness, forgives our sins, and redeems us. Jesus offers us the perfect balance of truth and grace. In John 8, 31 and 32, it says, and Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. With the truth of Jesus comes the unmistakable, undeniable love of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In the truth of Christ, we find our truth. And then Jesus offers us life. But here's the thing. If we're not willing to face that, if we're not willing to stand in the presence of God, if we're not willing to examine our hearts and to see our brokenness and to see our vulnerability, then we will never know the fullness that is Christ. Because we have to stand there in those moments that are hard and difficult and expose ourselves so that we can have grace. We have to step in that moment where all of our nastiness and our sinfulness is exposed so that Christ can forgive us and Christ can redeem us and heal us and transform us. There is no grace if we can't stand in the truth. You see, that is the beauty of the good news of the gospel, that Jesus does not leave us with the cold, hard truth, but he offers us life and life abundantly with grace. Today we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. Today we reflect on who Jesus is as our King. We profess our loyalty and allegiance that is only given to Jesus Christ. We profess that we need Jesus and that we experience forgiveness and abundant life through Christ. But we don't fully know that. We can't fully say that God wins in the end if we're not willing to come face to face with Jesus, to stand there in our brokenness and our vulnerability, to take a deep, hard look at who we are and how we need to grow. We can experience the fullness that Jesus has to offer, the fullness of redemption and abundant life, unless we risk something. Unless we stand before Jesus and say, Lord, show me. Show me what it is. Show me what it is that has to change. Show me what it is that is broken. Show me what it is that needs to be redeemed. And in that moment, that is when the undeniable love of God floods our hearts, gives us grace. It is both scary and beautiful. Truth is not peaceful. I give you this invitation knowing that it is so much easier not to do that. It is so much easier not to face the truth. That's the peaceful way. That's what Pilate chose. He just wanted to keep the peace. And I am telling you, if you want peace in your life, initially, this is not the way to go. Because standing in our brokenness is not a peaceful place. But the next step, the redemption, the grace, that is deep, abiding peace. This morning, we celebrate that we have a God that loved us so very much that he sent his Son into this world to show us truth, to challenge who we are, to love us so much that he would ultimately die on a cross so that we could have grace, so that we could have life, and so that we could have it abundantly. And when you have stepped into that place and you have felt that truth and you have felt that grace, you can walk away and say, Jesus Christ is King. This world doesn't win, but God's love does. This morning, let us together celebrate Christ, our King. Amen.